Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team, flipping snippets from the show where they saluting the name. The underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. It's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion when you can hear Praise voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh, Pittsburgh Patrick, let go teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back in the back. Take aim at a lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Yeah, it just pretty much. I just want to add for all underground society, keep up the good work now, because every one of you is important for underground society.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yeah, thanks for flow. I E a todos aqueles soldados que estão representando a cultura, não deixando o legado morrer, só tenho uma coisa a dizer. Keep it together, homies. Tamo junto, somos verdadeiros.
The motherfucking real.
Mestre, obrigado por ter me deixado. O seu legado será honrado até o dia que eu for enterrado. A minha maior influência, eu mostro minha reverência. Passou experiência na adolescência. Estudos de sobrevivência eu adquiri na rua, sempre baseado em ideias que eram suas. Easy motherfucking peace, grande rei de se pedir. Que me guia todo dia nessa caminhada sombria e nunca me deixou cair. Vocal inconfundível, ideia mais que incrível. Eternal e implacável, mais que vencível. Com life, com a mais pura certeza. Real motherfucking G, a grande realeza. Onde supremo o pior que você já ouviu. Soldado frio, que no jogo nunca desistiu. Se antes não conhecia, agora você sentiu. Ele foi
the
real, da
motherfucking
real. Palavras, valeu por tudo isso, pela missão que você me deu. É foda manter o legado na rua, você me escolheu. Você morreu, mas sua música sobreviveu. Passará por décadas, como bebidas que estão em adegas, ou grandes livros que se encontram em bibliotecas. Não tem fim, quando se é real assim. derrame a bênção divina da rima sobre mim. Me dê inspiração para que não caia nesse mundão cheio de maldade, desonestidade e traição. Não será em vão. Se pegarem o microfone, não terá perdão. Quem blasfema contra teu nome, da hip hop gangsta, rei da cultura gangsta, deixando para milhões de soldados essa herança. Não nos renderemos, o legado manteremos. Assim que viveremos, pra sempre assim seremos.
NWA's back in this bitch, and busta ass niggas don't even understand it. Yo Yella, kick that shit.
The motherfucking real, real, real. Going out to the hardcore hip hop.
What's up, everybody? Episode 388. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show. We bring on Tolls Mac J. How you doing, Mac J?
What up with it, Fred? Is it sticking back, you know?
Shit, man. Just, man, a huge honor to be able to do this this show tonight for Underground Society, man. This organization, network, has been around for almost 7 years now. You know what I'm saying? We heard Matthew at the beginning. We heard Gangsta Crow. Somehow Chuck D got in there in the middle of that. I don't know how that happened, but, you know, Fred's DJing skills ain't up to par. But, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to little brother Matthew, man. He was really the foundation and the backbone. I mean, he was a guy who was, you know, pretty much like a lot of the other people, man, that came over to UGS. He was a supporter of the music and supporter. He supported what we were about. And he was down with us for a couple of years. And sadly, he passed away, and then the homie Gangsta Crow, that guy was, he was the epitome of UGS, man. He grinded so hard for us to the point to where he was pushing us 10 times harder than his own stuff. Right. And sadly, he got locked up, man. He's doing many years in jail down in Brazil. So free Gangsta Crow, rest in peace, Matthew. Also, rest in peace, Trey Wood, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play some of his
music yeah.
later. We got people on board, man. We're going to start bringing some of them on. I believe here we got the homie Exit Only, Jackson, Mississippi. What's up, Exit?
What's going on with your fam?
Man, I'll tell you what, man. It's a huge honor to have you on the show because, man, you really get it. You're one of the guys that believe in what the hell we're doing and what we're about. And, you know, I'm proud to have you on the team as well. Real talk.
Man, I'm honored to even have y'all. Everything that y'all doing, man, is just so important to where everybody needs to see how important it is. So I'm just happy to be a part. UGS for life.
Yeah. Hell yeah, definitely. We got 917 area code, man. 917, who is this?
All right, what's up, man? This is Fred Starr, man.
Fred Stein, man, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Brooklyn, man. How you doing, Fred?
Oh, I'm pretty good, man. Just enjoying what's going on and taking place. It's beautiful to see, you know what I mean, people can get together, man, and do this, man. So, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of it, man.
And salute to you too, Fred, because you're willing to step outside the box and network with people and work with different people. You know what I'm saying? That's what's lacking today in hip-hop, though, is guys are not willing to come together and work, you know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much what UGS is about, is people coming together. And I salute all you guys because I'm starting to see people for a while, man. We weren't really putting out tracks or doing anything, and now people are working together, a huge part of that, I want to tip my hat to the homie Scratch. That dude is a monster. He's networking with people. He's really trying to get people on any track. He's willing to donate 16 bars to just about any motherfucker at any given time. And he's also, just bringing people together. So shout out to Scratch, man. He's at the gig right now, but he's definitely going to be represented. D-Pain, of course. Shout out to him, man. That dude's a beast with it. He's always supporting everything we're doing. He's another one, man. He's got 16 bars for anybody. And that's the thing, man. For a minute, we had some people in Underground Society. They was more about themselves, and they was more about they didn't want to work together. Some of them was even on that, pay me type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like all of us are brothers in the same struggle right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's all try to help each other. And but now we have a group of guys that are willing to get on a cypher. If the homie D-Tag or Skinny Man throws a beat out there, I know you guys are ready.
Right.
You're on deck. You know what I'm saying? D-Pain is another one of them guys. Shout out to him. Here's the homie. Here's another guy I want to bring on an honor to, man. We met him on episode 300, which seems like just yesterday, but really it was a long time ago. Homie Pittsburgh Patrick, man, this guy, he's just like me. We don't have no rhythm. We can't rhyme or rap or make beats or none of that shit, but we love the fuck out of the music, and he supports it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Shout out to
Salute, shout out to
Heavyweight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Fred Style on the line, man. Turning the dopest intro I heard since Exit Only turned his in for this show.
Man. Appreciate it.
That's good. I heard it too, Fred. It was a monster. And it's going to be debuting this Monday, April 3rd, 9 p.m. Central, the Hip Hop Roundtable with Pittsburgh Patrick and the UGS for Life Roundtable, which is another thing I'm excited about because it's another show where people can be, they could be active in it. You know what I'm saying? People could actually participate in it with Pittsburgh and just discuss what we love, hip hop. Also, shout out to my co-host Mac J. This fool called in episode 2 over here, but long before we even did the radio show, he was part of the Underground Society. You know what I'm saying? You were at least checking us out and seeing what we were doing, and eventually you called
in.
You were able to network.
It's a good thing you're doing a show like this one, because the last time we did a show like this to honor the guys from UGS, man, it ain't too many of them left, man. You know what I'm saying? I think on that episode, I'm probably the last one. You know what I'm saying? So these guys they've been around ever since they came through. Yo, yeah, that's right. Emo was on that. But it just go to show, like, how motherfuckers come and go. But the guys that's on this line right now, man, they done came and stayed. You know what I'm saying? So I want to salute y'all, man, for giving me a prayer. You know, y'all say y'all like us for the platform we give, but y'all give us a platform, because if y'all wasn't making the music and if y'all wasn't giving us that support, man, Perez would have stopped this shit a long time ago, man. He wanted to a couple times, man. I just kept telling him, man, man, just don't let this shit get to you, Perez. This shit is dope, man. This show is dope. And not only that, man, he opened the doors to help me do other shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Brandon got him a show now. Skinny Man supposed to come out with his show. Scratch do the Slaughter Hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more than just the Murder Master Music Show when I look at UGS. You know what I'm saying? And I salute
there's
y'all.
So much more.
Like,
yeah, everybody.
Real, man. You know what I mean?
Glad you brought that up, brother. There's so much more to the Murder Master Music Show because when you become part of UGS, you know what I'm saying, you have access to everybody that's in it. Like if Fred wants to reach out and let's say he needs a new cover for his album and Scratch is there, boom. You know what I'm saying? Or if Exit Only needs a verse and D-Pain comes along, boom, there it is right there. You know what I'm saying? So It's a beautiful thing to be able to have that type of a network, and we got cats willing to take advantage of it and use it, man. That's the best part about it. You know, say I'm gonna bring somebody on the line now from way the fuck overseas. This is our French connection. This is Gene Hackman, the one and only Sinister. Lord Sinister, how you doing, brother? Hey, you and Mac J sound like y'all on two cans with a string. How you guys got that worked out from France to St. Louis? That must be a long fucking string.
Hell yeah.
How you doing?
Long string.
You good?
I'm fine. I should have tried to take on me or something.
Yeah. Yeah, since another guy, man, and you know, he's going to actually, he does a mixed show over there in France. He showcases a lot of people over there. He's going to have a little mixed show over here, too. You know what I'm saying? Me and him got to butt heads a little bit, figure out what the fuck we're going to call it, when we're going to air it. But that's coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Sam, for doing what you're doing. But yeah, I'll tell you what, guys, we've got a great network of people willing to work together. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. But let's give them a track, man, right now, man. Let's go to our first break. I want to give them an exit-only track, man. Then we're going to go into a Fred Stein track after that. But, man, you know it's what I'm going with, don't you, Exit?
Yeah, I do, man. I already do. So, yeah. You want me to just go ahead and introduce it before you
go
you
ahead, brother.
Play it? Alright, this one here is called Close to War. It's very close to me, and it's about the timeline that we're basically in now with the world, with Trump and all the other bullshit that's going on. We all walking around on the line, so we all close to war. I actually love this joint, you know what I'm saying? And it's off the Immortal Words album that's going to be coming at you closely than y'all even expected. So here we go, Close to War.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't read.
It's who I am, who I suppose to be, or do let it be defines me. Or maybe I should just change direction so Twitter could even follow me. She's supposed to be a part of me, for the most part you're a part of me. But I need you in my world, so loneliness won't keep me company. It's not the view I saw for me. I picture life in a different frame. The past is all they see in me, so it seems they can't even see the change. Strange in the brain when it appears I'm entertaining, thinking. Rewrite my past, camera flashbacks from eyes blinking. Words observe the paper before the ink dry. Begin to wipe tears from my eye, too late for cry. Screaming for help, but misread his emotional outburst. So how can one mislead unless one be misled? Damn, a simple thought can break your concentration. But with money on your mind, even time can run out of patience. I'm looking for the finish line to find I'm still racing. With them haters hating, heels chasing me down for that next line.
What was I gonna put down? All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't read.
I ask myself.
These failures not an option, I weigh my option on the scale. All my gains against the grain, my sweat drain in the pail. Comparing every crime to facing time with no bail. No bailouts, no time to serve out, and no sale. I'm trying to pay bills to survive and avoid jail. It's like trying to fight for breath, stressed out, smoking hell. Coughing when I'm choking, trying not to exhale, hell. Champagne wishes while sipping ale from a cocktail. If this boat don't float, I hope to hell I can get sail. Refuse to spit that bullshit just to get sales. I'm trying to ride this track out and keep it upscale, but too tense to relax. They're killing black males. We used to die on the same track, tied to the rail. So no, I speak to kill the track. Train of thought don't fail. Took a look in my son's eyes and see I have to prevail. Sacrifice my life to never derail.
Close
on the rail.
Start a war.
Get home.
That's a tape.
All that I have is on the floor. God only knows that we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. My
Yeah, how can you not feel that? You know what I'm saying? That's real good music right there by the homie Exit Only. Shout out to Exit salute. Only.
Man, salute right back at you,
fam. For the word, phenomenal album, man. And when it drops, you already know we're going to review it. And I won't be biased. I'll be very, very honest, man. You know, I love the fucking album. You know, if it's the one you sent me, you know what I'm saying, a while back to check out.
Yeah,
that's
it is. I'm not gonna add no additives to it. We're working on some new things. I got some things I'm working with the Dead Click with LDP that's gonna be real hot in a moment. And Sty got some things that we got in the work too. So you know the wheel keep rolling, but I'm sticking to my word. Immortal Words is gonna be my last solo album for a minute. And it will be the album that y'all already heard. I just haven't released it to the public yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Well, I tell you what, Fred Stye, man, now you're from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? Exit's from Jackson. How did you hook up with Exit Only and start making music together?
Actually, through a mutual friend, man, you know what I mean? He heard some of the music, I guess, you know what I mean, and he contacted me, man, and I was appreciative, man, you know what I mean. I even took the time, you know what I mean, to listen to it, you know, play mine and hear it, and then wanna, you know what I mean, do some work. So after that, you know what I mean, we Facebook, and it actually went straight to jumping on, you know, the LNI, and from there. From there, it's just a major, you know what I mean, good look, man, all the way around.
Yeah. And that's what I try to tell these young guys, man. You've got to be willing to work with kids, you know what I'm saying, whether it's down the block or all the way around the globe. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get, you expand your audience, you know what I'm saying,
right,
in your reach. You know, hell yeah. Plus,
yeah, that's my
you know what I'm saying,
now.
You guys get to doing shows together or something, or bring him to Jackson.
Oh, yeah, we got Brooklyn. Oh, yeah, we plan on doing all that, man. Like you just said, that's my brother now. I'm talking about ride or die. That's everybody on this phone. That's ride or die. Like I told Fred, if I have to actually come to where you at and ask somebody to show me who you are and introduce myself and then go kick a motherfucker ass, then that's just what it's going to be. But we family now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's to everybody on this phone. It's ride or die. And I'm more than just words. I mean that.
Hell yeah.
No doubt.
Hell yeah. That's real talk, man. You guys are good people and you know, the best thing about it is everybody on the line is humble. You know what I'm saying? There's no egos. There's no arrogance. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that end up, you know what I'm saying, you let too many of those in your circle, then you got a problem. But when everybody's chilling together, everybody's humble, everybody's respectful of each other, things are just perfect. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
The way it should be. That's the way it
well,
should
see,
be. Well,
see, Fred, the reason that it works is everybody is about the music.
Nobody's about themselves. Everybody's about the music. When I talk to Scratch, when I talk to D-Pain, when I talk to Sty, it's about the music. It's about what we can come up with and create that's going to be landmark in this music. So that's what makes it beautiful. You ain't dealing with egos. You got grown men here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's fucking lovely. That's all I can say, man. I'm honored to be a part and happy to just be within this underground society, because this connection is like, this is the destruction of the mainstream right here. This is the foundation that's going to build the destruction of the mainstream. Because once this network actually expands to a level to where the mainstream just becomes oblivious, which is just nobody even worry about them no more. Because once you can connect and work, that's all it takes. That's the network. That makes the network.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. And it's
like all
the
they got to do
is
work in a lane. 40.
I mean, I think that's what's going to happen. Exit's right, man. Like, that's what's going to happen. It's like, the more we grow and the more people see what we're doing, man, and then they hear Exit Only and they hear Fred Stye and a million other people that we have on, man, and people are naturally going to compare the music that we're playing with the music that the mainstream's playing, and there's no way you can tell me that they're better than us. It's not even a debate. I mean, the people we have on our show, man, and the people that are on the team are better than any of those people that they got.
Yeah, real talk. I stand by that, too, because, you know what I'm saying, you take these fellas on the line that we got here tonight, you know what I'm saying, you got nothing but bars. We're going to go off into Fred's track that he sent me. He sent me some E2, Truth Serum. Man, Fred, man, why don't you intro this dope track for us?
The song is called Truth Serum. It's basically, you know what I mean, I don't fabricate it, you know what I mean? I don't say what I'm not, you know what I mean? A lot of these dudes, it's like, I know it's entertainment, but it's not entertainment, you know what I mean? So I'm here to just let them know what it is, you know what I mean? I'm the truth with it, and some people can't handle the truth, but stay clear of me, because I'm going to tell you the truth.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. Shit, you need to come on Sunday show, The Church of Reality, then. It'd be perfect for us. Truth Serum, Fred Stye, right here on the Murder Master Music Show. UGS for life. Don't go nowhere.
Y'all want the Truth Serum? And that's what I possess, the Truth Serum. Let's go.
Like James French, feel a IT new nemesis. Style keep them dudes in they feelings, sentiment.
Yeah.
Mind read them like Anthony Hopkins and Solomon.
You know.
You need to listen and observe, you know, do the knowledge. Inferno, clock all Omar side. Minds know me, I'm on it. The spot, I come to join it.
Yeah.
No doubt, Ben Affleck, the accountant. You better peep the words and not just the sound. Because lyrically, I get deep-rooted with skin. Over here we show and prove, you know that right angle,
you know
oblique,
that right?
Word, that's factual, homie. Unlike you possess a philosopher's stone. How an outsider know your business from an insider?
Okay.
I'm just saying, how else would he?
Well,
I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I told them, and now I'm telling you.
My serum's truth, tell them.
You can ask, you can check, look, if you come, you better come correct.
My serum's the truth. Hey.
Yeah, and it always been, they say you do stay hurting they feelings.
My serum's the truth.
You can ask, you can check, look, if you come, you better come correct.
Come on. My serum's the truth.
Yeah, and it always been, they say you do stay hurting they feelings, but
my serum's the truth.
Plain and simple, I'm not in the mood. When it comes to your dude, they pouch his prosthetic utricle.
Nah.
My wah-wah pedals got that muted effect.
Heard?
I only give them what they ask for. A quest, a tribe call. You got that fly ball?
It's
not going down on my watch. Not at all. Those riders for the cause, I'm proud of y'all. You either stand for something or for anything fall.
Tell
them, don't be coming at me, dog, with that flagging. Word life, cause you and I know what's gonna happen.
You know.
So what takes place is this people folia. I mean, what else is supposed to happen?
Come on.
You know your bruh, I stick to the code. Hippocratic oath, highly expected to go down, it will not.
Ooh. Nope.
Yeah, the door's open, but before you enter, here's a little something you
Come
better
on.
Remember.
My serum's truth, tell them.
can ask, you can check. Look, if you come, you better come correct.
That my serum's the truth, hey.
Yeah, and it always been. They say your dudes stay hurting they feelings.
My serum's the truth, true.
You can ask, you can check. Look, if you come, you better come correct.
Come on. My serum's the truth.
Yeah, and it always been. They say you do stay hurt and they feel us, but
my serum's the truth.
Yeah, that was the homie Fred Shag, Truth Serum right there, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go off with another track real quick, then we're going to come back and chop it up with the fellas. This is the homie Scratch, LDP, and Chico, Lower Your Tone. Scratch couldn't make it tonight, so we got this track queued up for him, you know what I'm saying? So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. There, you know what I'm saying? Scratch, LVP, Chico, brand new track. Man, Scratch keeps knocking out songs, man. That's a good thing about these guys. All these guys keep knocking out songs. Bring back on the homie Fred Stye, Exit Only, Pittsburgh Patrick. Got the homie Lord Sinister in the building. Yeah, man, I'm telling you guys what, man. Another thing that was monumental this year for UGS was the Cypher. You had guys from all over the world spit some bars together, man. And that was a good thing. What was that like for you guys? Anybody can answer. What was it like for you guys to be a part of that?
Man, let you guys answer first. I'll answer last.
Man, it was an honor for me. When Pittsburgh Patrick brought it to me, you know what I'm saying? I actually saw it up and I was like, yeah, I'd love to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So it was an honor, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it that was so great was you really didn't know what you was dealing with or who you was dealing with. You just had to stay in your zone and do your eight. And the project came out, man, extraordinary. I love it.
Yeah, I can actually say the same thing, you know what I mean? Like, I felt good that it was, like Edgar said, it was people you didn't know, so you didn't know what you was getting. All you had to worry about was doing what you had to do. And then when you heard the overall outcome of it, it really took me to a place where you say, you know, yeah, because like you said, you got to reach out of the box. You got to be able to, you know, do songs with people and see how to, and nobody knew what the next one was doing, where it was coming from, and it turned out to be a major project.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. The thing about it for me was, I don't make music, so I don't put any tracks out, man. So when me and Scratch were talking about getting it together, like at first it was just an idea, and I'm like, man, you know, it probably won't even happen. People will stick around and all that. But like, as soon as I put the word out, so many people committed, and within that week, I already got a verses, and the verses I got were killer. So I'm like, damn, man, like this is, you know, like, I mean, I didn't rap on it or nothing. I didn't put it together. I just got the people on it. You know, it was the first time I ever put together something. You know what I mean? So with the hell first of Midrad, and with everybody killing it, man, I'm batting 1,000 on putting tracks together. You know what I mean? Everybody a great job, man. I can't even pick out my favorite verse, man, because everybody, I appreciated everybody, man, because nobody gave me some lazy verse, and that was it. Like, everybody on there was like, it seemed like they went in with the mentality that, okay, a lot of people are going to hear this, and there's a lot of dope rappers on it, so I better bring my A game. You know what I mean? So I appreciated that from everybody, man, and thanks to everybody on that track. So, yeah.
Oh, man, salute to you, bro.
Real talk, salute to you.
You cared enough to make, you know what I'm saying, make these guys come together and do something like this, man. A lot of that's the problem.
You touched on it already, Fez. Sorry to cut you off, Fez, but you've touched on it already, man. Like, since that song, like, I used to be, like, so proud of, like, Hell's Heavyweights, man, because people discovered each other in that group and collabed together. But since that song, I mean, the Dead Click, D-Pain, Scratch, and D-Tag, they hooked up, and they're making a whole album. Exit Only's working with Scratch. I think Fred Stye's going through here in the future. Like, since that song, people in that song are starting to work together, man. So, like, yeah, the song is dope, man, but it's going to spawn off into a bunch of other dope tracks, man, and dope projects, man. So that was what was great about it, man. Not only was everybody great on the song, man, but they all liked each other's parts enough to want to work with those cats in the future.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, that's what it's about, man. That's exactly what it's about. And, and that's what this whole underground society is founded on, where people can work together. You know what I'm saying? People can have outlets, be able to get stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to tell you what, fellas. I'm going to go off into a couple more tracks. You know what I'm saying? For some of the guys that aren't here tonight, you know, we still want to pay homage to them as well. First one's going to be JT Money, followed by the homie Emo. From the beginning of Underground Society, JT Money has been a huge supporter. If I need, you know what I'm saying, anything from that guy, man, he'll do it. You know what I'm saying? He was on the compilation. You know what I'm saying? When we were selling the shirts, man, he made a video and posted it up when he got the shirt. Just real humble, down-to-earth cat, and nothing but respect for him. Also, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, while we're in Miami, shout out to Chinaman Records, man, Fresh Kid Ice. That's another dude that's real humble. Monte Cristo, Drill Amount, Fame Taylor, Boy Dirty, everybody over there at Chinaman Records, man. They're good people. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, you know what I'm saying, we're going to give them this singing and pointing track by JT Money. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna come back with some music from the homie Emo. He's another guy, man. He's been down since day one as well. He does a lot of stuff out there in Sacramento. He's shot hundreds of videos by now. Runs his own studio. Real, he even shot a movie. You know what I'm saying? Real good dude over there, man. Check him out. His name's Emo. And we'll be right back, man, right here at Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
They'll shoot with ya, they'll grind with ya, but they won't do that motherfucking time with ya. Them niggas singing and pointing, singing and pointing, singing and pointing, yeah, they singing and pointing. He was one of the hardest till he got caught. Next time you see me testifying on your ass in court. That boy been putting in work. Them people couldn't make you until he got wired up and let them videotape you. Now they got conversations and transactions. Whole organization focused one man's actions. Now everybody copping out and cutting deals. Fuck keeping it real and coming on appeal. We call it snitching. They call it flipping. But they can't say you when them pains start spitting. Behind the wall when that shank go to sticking. See how they witness get turned to a victim. Dirty game, no loyalty, no shame. They'll turn on you for some champagne or a little fame. But they don't know what that fame costs. When you a crime boss, somebody always trying to knock you off. They'll shoot with ya, they'll grind with ya, but they won't do that motherfucking time with ya. Them niggas singing and pointing, singing and pointing, singing and pointing, yeah, they singing and pointing. They'll roll with ya, hit holes with ya. When them people can't ID, they don't show pictures. Them suckers rolling and rolling. Folding and rolling, they folding and rolling, yeah, they folding and rolling. You gotta watch them niggas that you hang around. All of them ain't with you, don't let them bring you down. Niggas flex, niggas flaw, trying to gain favor from a player. With money involved, they betray you. Some niggas talk that ride or die, like Peter did. When shit get thick, where they at when you need a bid? We do a crime, you go your way, and I go mine. You get caught up and drop a dime, cause you facing time. I only speak gangster the cats that I know gangster. If you ain't gangster, you can't understand my conversation. I swear these new niggas, just some fool niggas, and got the game fucked up. YouTube bitches, how can a nigga flip? Turn straight and snitch on a nigga, hit the hood and not get ripped. The way I came up, we live by the code. Nowadays, these niggas quick to fold cause they some hoes. They'll shoot with ya, they'll grind with ya, but they won't do that motherfucking time with ya. Them niggas singing and pointing, singing and pointing, singing and pointing, yeah, they singing and pointing. They'll roll with ya, hit holes with ya. When them people can't ID, they don't show pictures. Them suckers folding and rolling, folding and rolling. They bowling and rolling, yeah, they bowling and rolling.
A nigga been doing this shit for a long time now, right? But now, you know what? It's time to get my motherfucking respect, you feel me?
I been doing this for years, why you hating on me? Hey, cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID.
No ID.
You can find me in the back, nigga, VIP.
VIP.
Sit back, getting lit like a real OG.
Everybody talking shit, but ain't no one to have. About to make a motherfucker meet the 10 and a half. When I'm trying to get the cash, niggas end up dead. So every day I'm at it, trying to get that bread. If
motherfucking nigga hating cause the shit don't stop. And I'ma keep it going till I get to the top. Money on my mind, that's the only motivation. Trying to get my name known all across the nation. Started out in Germany, now I'm out of France. Coming with that shit to make you motherfuckers dance. And think about the future, I don't wanna shoot you, but I will. Trying to get $1 million bills in my motherfucking pocket. Yeah, you can't knock it. Every day I'm on the grind, flowing like a rocket. Get a whole jacket, but I don't trip. Trying to get the motherfucking grip, never slip, bitch. And that's for you hoes who set niggas up. Who try to get him for his grip cause he coming up. But not me, I'm a motherfucking vet. Only nigga in the game who ain't made a mil yet. But fuck it, I'ma keep going till I come up. And pull a millimeter on you niggas when you run up. Try to take mine, that'll be the last time. Put a fat hole in your motherfucking mind. This for years, why you hating on me? Cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID. Nigga, find me in the back, nigga, VIP. Sitting back, getting lit like a real OG. I've been doing this for years, why you hating on me? Cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID. Nigga, find me in the back, nigga, VIP. Sitting back, getting lit like a real OG. When I step in the club, bitches standing everywhere. And they all on my nuts, cause I'm rocking long hair. Yeah, nigga, I don't care, yo, bitch chose me. And that's the way this shit gon' be, motherfucker. You better recognize game when you see it. I've been doing this, nigga, been OGing. Ask your baby mama about the day we first met. I've been hitting them guts, nigga, just like a vet. And she still call me now for a tune-up. I guess she on my nuts, cause she know I'm finna blow up. But that's okay, cause I don't give a damn anyway. I'm finna beat the pussy up and then I'm on my way. And you had a bitch back, nigga, what you think of that? And that's what you get when you fucking with a Mac. Next time, look the other way when you see me. Making motherfuckers disappear like a genie. Yeah, I look broke, but I'm trying to get the money. What I can understand is why you looking at me funny. Bitches on my nuts, yeah, they know they wanna suck it. So I took another sip of hen and said, fuck it. Put it out on the floor, made the bitch get low. And she ain't broke, plus she like it if you didn't know. And I can show you if you wanna stick around. I've been doing this, this is how I go down. I've been doing this for years, why you hating on me? Cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID. Find me in the back, nigga, VIP. Sitting back, getting lit like a real OG. I've been doing this for years, why you hating on me? Cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID. Find me in the back, nigga, VIP. Sitting back, getting lit like a real OG. It's been a long trying to reach that goal, and I'm still trying to get it, but the streets so cold, and niggas on the streets don't be giving a damn, so I'ma take this time to let you know who I am. They call me E-M-O-E, and I've been doing this since 1993, trying to get the money on my own, fine with me. Back in the day, I used to ride around with V, now I'm out on my own, bitch, trying to get my own shit. Niggas steady hating, but I ride with a long clip, and I'm quick to chop a nigga down if he try to take mine, and kill a nigga dead, give a fuck about the time. And when the cops come, I'ma tell them I did it. Self-defense, sitting in court, get acquitted. You niggas better quit it before I flash out. I'm too damn broke, ready to smoke, cash out. Plotting to get the money, that's the only thing going. Cause I'm trying to feed my kids and keep blowing. Devil trying to slow me down, I keep growing. Every time I'm hitting the stage, I start glowing. I start glowing, and now you know what's going down. Every day I make hits and smoke about a pound. You can go ahead and call me OG, but I think it's time you motherfuckers know about me. I've been doing this for years, why you hate no me? Cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID. Find me in the back, nigga, VIP. Sitting back, getting lit like a real OG. I've been doing this for years, why you hating on me? Cause I get up in the club, homie, no ID. Find me in the back, nigga, VIP. Sitting back, getting lit like a real OG.
Yeah, it's homie JT Money, you know what I'm saying, followed by Emo. Shout out to both of them guys from Miami all the way to Sacramento, California, all around the globe, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the beautiful thing about it, too, with people from all different walks of life from everywhere. Every fucking where. You know, you don't have too many groups like that anymore, man. But I do have a message, though, to the people out there that are thinking, oh man, I'm gonna coattail this UGS thing and it's gonna get me somewhere. No, it don't work like that. I tell people all the time, the only person that's gonna get you from point A to point B is you. That you can come in here, you can network with people, you can you know what I'm saying, you can get verses from cats, you know what I'm saying, if you wanna break a little bit of bread, you know what I'm saying? But just make sure you come in here with respect. You know what I'm saying? And you work with the people in here respectfully, because all these guys, man, they got bills to pay themselves. Everybody here, you know what I'm saying, we all got bills, we all got families, we all got this and that, so motherfuckers need to come in here with respect. And that's, you know, that's definitely something that's, you know, bullshit is not tolerated here. You know what I'm saying? You look at the compilation, there was, I don't know how many motherfuckers that was on that compilation, 100 and plus. You know what I'm saying? We still fuck with maybe five of them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, some of them, they had agendas. You know what I'm saying? That they, you know, they, like I said earlier, they thought that they was going to get something else out of this. Some of them was just selfish. It was about me, me, me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. It was on that bullshit. And some of them, man, they just stepped off on their own. They wanted to do their own thing, whatever the fuck. You know, we even lost some. Some went to jail. Some died, man. You know, so over the years, it's like a family thing. But at the same token, for those that come in here with that bullshit, that exit sign is you know what I'm saying, it's going to light up real fast. And the motherfucker that's going to hit you in the back of the head with the baseball bat is exit only.
I'm going to show him the exit.
Give him a proper
show him the exit. I will show him the exit. Believe that.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm real happy with the group of guys we got now because, like I said, man, everybody's humble. Everybody's working together. And everybody is also at a stage in their lives where, you know, everybody's veterans, man. Nobody's new to this shit here. We've all been doing this for many, many years. Good to see. Well, you have. But you've been a fan of the hip-hop and a supporter for many years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
that,
you know.
Man. And one thing real quick, while we got him on the line, man, is the homie Fred Stein, man. Like, I know I shout him out on the show a lot and everything, man, but just for people that don't know, man, like, Fred Stein's been doing this for a minute, man. And I just met him through hearing him on Exit Only's music. So then I sent it to you, Prez, and instantly you were like, man, let's bring him on the show. And when we had him on the show, we got, what, like three or four different phone calls from his homies in Brooklyn. And I asked him to get on that Deep Cover track. He was down. There's a couple other things I told him I might want to do. He was down. I asked him for the intro. He was down. Not one time did he ever ask me for anything. Every single time I asked him for something, I told him, like, look, man, I need a verse for free. I can't pay you, you know, do this, blah, blah, blah. Every time he's done it, he's never asked for a thing. Like, he's never saw that we had, like, a big guest on and wanted to ride on that show or nothing like that. Dude's 100% authentic, like, to the death. He's the same person on the show as he is when I have private conversations with him. So I think that Fred Stein is not only one of the dopest rappers, man, but really he's one of the real ones that it's hard to find somebody like that anymore. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say that on the air for anybody listening, man. Like, this is a dude you should be supporting. Because from day one, this dude's rode with us, man, ever since we introduced ourselves to each other. He supported us from day one, man. And we appreciate you, Fred Stop, for real, man. Hell yeah, man.
I appreciate y'all, man, for real. I salute all y'all, man. Everybody on here, the ones that's not on here, I salute everybody, man. I just, you know what I mean, y'all embrace me, man. I get that back. Like you said, I am 100, man, with anybody who keeps it 100 with me, man. That's how I was brought up. You know, loyalty means anything to me, man, and, you know, that's a rare thing right now. But some say it ain't out there no more, but, you know what I mean? We are living proof of that it still exists in some.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, man, you're right. You're 100% right, Fred, because, you know what I'm saying, without camaraderie like this, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just be wandering around aimlessly by themselves, man. Having, you know, like, man, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? You know, because this
right.
game is evolving and changing for the worse. You know what I'm saying? It's constantly changing where they're phasing out real cats like yourself and Exit and other guys, because you know, they're coming in with this bullshit, this mumble rap, this skinny jean wearing bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to guys like us, man. We gotta unify. We gotta come together and say, man, let's put a kibosh on this fuckery, and let's showcase talented cats like yourselves. I'm saying, sorry, what's up, Pittsburgh?
Fred, just, you know, I mean, you're showing love to a lot of people, man, but we got to show it to you, man, because, I mean, I've told you many times that you're a legend, you know what I mean, and you don't like to accept that, but you are a legend. But real shit, though, Fred, like, everybody knows, like, my brother passed away last year, about 6-7 months ago, and... Man, you pretty much filled that void, man. You really are like my brother, man. And, I mean, I respect
man,
you. It's like something crazy, man, for real. And you and MacJ, man, and Elaine, Velvet, everybody, man, Scratch and D-Pain, everybody in the UGS family, man. I love you guys, man. Like, this shit is real. Like, it's not a radio show to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's way more than that. Like... You know what I mean? I know if I need to holler at somebody, man, I need someone to talk to, I can hit anybody on this line at any time. You know what I mean? And you guys know that goes both ways. You know what I mean? But for real, Prez, you really are my brother, man. And man, this shit's like a fucking dream to me, man. I never would have imagined I'd be doing this shit, man.
Well, man, I tell you what, dude. First and foremost, I want to say rest in peace to your brother. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
I'm terribly sorry you and your family had to take such a horrible loss, especially since you just got out the joint, you know what I mean?
I lost him and my bro.
Yeah, in a short period of time. So for you to say that about me, man, that I'm very humbly I appreciate the hell out of that, man, but you know, you've been like a brother too. You know what I'm saying? You've been a real good dude. You've been a huge support to the show. You've been contributing left and right. And, you know, I can pick up the phone and just chop it up with you. You know what I'm saying? Just like Mac J or anybody else, you know. You're the same dude on and off, you know what I'm saying, the show. So much respect to you, brother. You know, we're glad to have you on board. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely glad to have you on board. Another people I want to shout out to is two dope producers, man. I mentioned them a little bit earlier, but D-Tag and Skinny Man. Please go to UGSforLife.com. Check out both of those guys. And I encourage you, get their beats, man. They're not trying to break nobody's bank. And they're both talented, you know what I'm saying? If there's something you're looking for in particular, either one of those guys can create it. I've seen them both do it on different occasions. You know what I'm saying? Check them out. You know what I'm saying? You need mixing and mastering done, get at the homie D-Pain. That's what he does. You need graphic arts, like I said, get at the homie Scratch. All that shit is at UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to go to that website. Utilize it. You know, we'll keep putting new stuff up there for people to, you know, if you want to showcase your talents, or if you've got somebody that you think is hot that wants to showcase their talents, man, tell them to cop the Artist of the Month slot at the site. We'll put them up there for a whole month, and they'll be archived for the life of the site. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're just breaking a little bit of bread to have your own page at UGSForLife.com forever. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck not? Shout out to Suicide Pack. Shout out to the homie TC, and shout out to the Super Smash Brothers. Speaking of which, Super Smash Brothers, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go off into one of their tracks. You know what I'm saying? They're not here tonight, but I want to make sure that they're represented as well. This is actually a song that they did with, Project Born. It's called Midwest Massacre. And this shit's banging, man. These guys are good people, too. Ever since we had them on the show, you introduced me to them in Pittsburgh. Dude's been
good
nothing but humble, supportive cats. You know what I'm saying? And, man, I love networking with people
great,
like that. Real talk.
Yeah, got a great new album out there right now, man. Stoplight City, man. Great new album.
Shit's banging. It's a dope album, and it has a good feel to it. Kind of has an 80s feel to it. Some of the beats take you back, you know what I'm saying, and nostalgic. It's a, know what I'm saying, good product, man. Go check out the review of that over at UGSForLife.com.
But this yeah, man, they got Mastermind on. Yeah, real quick, they got Mastermind on
three tracks.
And yeah, he's on three tracks, and they got the 90s Nautis Mastermind on that, man. Like, he brought his A-game on all three of those tracks, man. So shout out to Mastermind, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to Mastermind. Speaking of which, Isham's going to be releasing Nautis box sets. It's nine albums plus a DVD, so you're getting 10 discs. You know what I'm saying? It's every album that they ever put out. So be on the lookout for that as well over at AsherRap.com. But this is, you know what I'm saying, Super Smash Brothers Midwest Massacre. Don't go nowhere.
All over your reppin', messing up shit more aggression. It's the mayhem we progressing. Lessons have been learned, bridges have been burned. Tearing down our shit, man, we got a lot to learn. It's the turn of the century, it's time to let it loose. Put a bullet in your bitches, have to down if it's a goose. It's PJB and Smash Brothers, all up in your stash, brothers. All black, chrome beat, run that fucking cash. I got people that don't fuck with me, and I don't give a shit. Bitches gonna be some bitches, so they all can suck my dick. I got paranoia problems, so I'm riding with you clips, and my thoughts is acrobatic, so I'm always trying to flip. It's the May I'm brewing up, homie, baby, what you owe me? Cause I'm going down, shooting, dropping 60 like I'm Kobe. R.I.P. to Reggie Roby, cause niggas trying to kick it from Flint down to Kokomo. All my ninjas keep it wicked, fucking bust a shot at coppers, cause they might just do you first. It's the best to take your chance on driving, riding in a hearse. You know it's getting worse when your whole life's in the purse, and it's stolen while you rolling, gone off Hennessy and Burt. It's some jerk steady jerking, play your jock your own shit, cause it's cool to be you, keep me ride your own dick. Always trying to do shit so you can be just like the next man. Flag glorious, bitches like the X-Clan.
You about to witness a Midwest Massacre. You all just witness a
Midwest Massacre.
You about to witness a
Midwest Massacre.
You all just witness a
Project living, I be Midwest chillin'. I'm on the motherfucking mission to get my bro out that prison. Now we gon' smash on you bitches. Contract glass on you snitches. I make that call to them killers. They rising up out the trenches. Then they go pull that chopper, bust 100. You can't stop them if you want it. PJB and them super smash, and we all brothers. That's 100. Cross the click and you gon' die. Bloody murder, no alibi, no witnesses and no DNA. So tell your family to say goodbye. Motherfuckers don't know we got them killers hanging in Kokomo. When they got hitters out of New Orleans, and they know killers out in Tokyo, and we got killers in Kentucky, boy. Them born assassins that's ready for war. Ain't no love when you fucking with us. They ready to go when we throw that foe. So
you about to witness a
Midwest Massacre.
You all just witnessed a
Midwest Massacre.
You about to witness a
Midwest Massacre.
You all just witnessed a
Midwest Massacre.
You about to witness a
Midwest Massacre.
You all just witnessed a
Midwest Massacre.
You about to witness a
Midwest Massacre.
You all just witnessed.
Midwest Massacre, I'm riding no passenger, holding stunts like a wrestler, super smashing, I'm blasting ya, mashing the challenger, 44 with my caliber, I'll be wrecking the track and bro, I'll be feeling spectacular, I feel like a trafficker, riding up 31, riding so dirty, son, got an ounce and a dirty gun, dodging that murder one, that ain't how I get down, gotta holler at Poker Nitty, when I hit Flint Town, haters, they sick now. I grin evilly, that killer, that DKB, that project, that PJB. I feel like a deity, spitting that wicked shit, that Midwest Massacre. You know how we're kicking it.
Project Born, it's a massacre. Full clip bottle with a fastener. Smash the herb, crash the curb. 9mm is the caliber. Hammers cocked like Gallagher. Body in the trunk and a pound of herb. Sour words with power verbs.
Haters turn to dust like powder verb.
Louder verb. Nitty in that folk rock. Smash bros, you know we bout to blow off. Broke off, chillin' at the
technical difficulties. Wouldn't be the Murder Master Music Show if we didn't have a few technical difficulties. You know how it goes. That was Midwest Massacre by the Super Smash Brothers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them guys. Mr. DKB and Racer X, man. Good dudes. Good dudes right there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, man. You know what I'm saying? One of the most anticipated, other than, of course, you know what I'm saying, Mortal Words by Homie X and Only, but one of the most anticipated albums I'm looking forward to this year is the Dead Click, you know what I'm saying, which is compromised of Scratch LVP, D-Pain, and D-Tag. You know what I'm saying, D-Tag did the production on the whole album, but he is also a rapper, too. As you guys know, he was on the Cypher with y'all. That's gonna be a dope album right there, man, because they're talking about pain, struggle, suffering. They're doing it over beats that are just incredible. You know what I'm saying? Like E-Tag's the type of dude, he could take like a old Eazy-E beat and completely redo it. You know what I'm saying? To where it's 10 times better than the original. You know what I'm saying? And very talented. We're looking forward to that project. You know what I'm saying? We got their track, To My Grave. That's going to be played here in just a second. But, man, other than that, man, I just want to say, shit, man, I really appreciate all the support from everybody doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, pushing the UGS and Underground Society, because the more we grow, the more, you know what I'm saying, the more chance our platform grows, and the platform is vital to the Underground, because, you know, there's people out there, you know, with similar platforms, but not many of them have the doors open like we do as far as, you know what I'm saying, showcasing new talent. A lot of these guys, they close the door on people like Too Much Trouble or the Poison Clan or even Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, they don't have the platform to do stuff like that. And we want to keep doing what we're doing. So thank you all for supporting what the fuck we're doing. You know what I'm saying? This right here is Dead Click, To My Grave. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play this, then we're going to come back, chop it up a little bit more, and then we're going to play that fucking UGS side for this shit's banging. Don't go nowhere.
Now what?
I don't know. Seems no matter what I try, I think. If I could just get some money together, just enough to buy some food and pay the rent, I could think clearly without these pressures.
Just a little money for food and rent, is that it? Is that all you want out of life?
I guess so.
Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my brain, go ahead and grab the shovel. I'm looking to the sky, and can you see my struggle? I stay blowing a purple, cause they ease the pain. And drinking 50 Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my brain, go ahead and grab the shovel. I'm looking to the sky, and can you see my struggle?
My office breaking down a brick of pine, half a bird, a quarter brick, all the way down to a dime. 4-5 strapped up in case a motherfucker gotta rock. Swear to God, I never tell. Say my secret straight to hell. Sipping on a 50 Henny, smoking on some sticky, and he having conversations with the devil on the daily. I feel possessed when I'm thugging, even Jesus couldn't say. Hey, you're a product of a bad seat. Make him choke like bad weed. I need to get up out the street before I'm dead. I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab the shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle? I stay blowing a purple, just to ease the pain. And drink a 50 Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I wanna scream, life is nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my grave, go ahead and grab the shovel. I'm looking to the sky for answers, can you see my struggle?
Waking up again, another day I've been to strive to be making ends meet, just enough to get by. Man, I gotta stay on top of get my own that motivated. See me lately at the club, I don't think you can relate. On the daily, I've been working on my shit, no playing games. Time for change up in this bitch and get that paper. Ain't that
seriously for many years. Thinking, what am I to do? Now it's now or never. Do it, doing what you gotta do. Set it up, be on your shit like any day could be your last. No, I ain't tripping yet. I feel I gotta wake up from the past. It's a task to put a change, but necessary like the beat. The one that's bumping in the beat of life and be the best you be. I don't give a fuck about my rhyme. I spit the real in here. I got my mind set. No, you ain't gonna make that disappear. Ain't no prisoner to nobody but myself. And I'm the God, the only one that holds the key to life. It's me, fuck, I'm in charge.
Sometimes I wanna scream like it's nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my brain, ready draft show. I'm looking to the sky for answers. Can you see my struggle? I stay blowing a purple just to ease the pain. And drink a 50 Hennessy, trying to maintain. Sometimes I wanna scream like it's nothing but trouble. Take every secret to my brain, ready draft show. I'm looking to the sky for answers. Can you see my struggle?
I call on my life to go into the way, taking the seat to avoid the pain. All of these bills I cannot pay. Stack.
Plus, he's all the way in the Netherlands, too.
Yeah.
You know, he can do anything. He can funk, he can crunk, the trap music, whatever the fuck, he can do it. That's it's a good thing to have producers like that around because, you never know, we might have some type of a project or something, another cipher. Matter of fact, I think the next cipher, he wants to do the actual beat to it. So that's dope right there, too. You know what I'm saying? But I guess we take this time to just, you know what I'm saying, just shout out everybody in UGS, Underground Society, man. There's too many people, man. But, you know, as a whole, man, off the top of the dome, man, exit only. Thank you, Brother Fred Stye, of course. Shout out to the homie Caliber 007, too, man. Shout out to, Mac J, Skinny Man, of course, East Pittsburgh, Sin. Emo, JC Money, Chinaman Records, Monte Cristo, Red Team, everybody that's fucking with us right now, man. We appreciate the hell of you guys. Don Cyclone down in Brazil, you know what I'm saying? He's always been a huge support to us. Free Gangsta Crow, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Matthew. Everybody else, man, just keep fucking with us. Shout out to you know, say everybody that supports all the shows, man. Make sure you check out Underground Saturday night, every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Central. Check out the Church Reality on Sundays, 9 p.m. Central. Hip Hop Roundtable on Mondays, 9 p.m. Central. Tuesdays through Fridays, Murder Master Music Show, 9 p.m. Central. All at UGSForLife.com. With that being said, just a deep cover cipher. Man, you know who's all on this, man? There's so many motherfuckers.
I can name most of them, man. You got Scratch LDP, Deep Pain, D-Tag, Smash Brothers, Fred Sty, Caliber 007, Exit Only, Chico Rome, Don Verb, Monte Cristo, and that might be it.
That's what I do, man. When I don't know all the names, I got to put Pittsburgh on the spot because, you know, chances are he knows all the names. Jeopardy Justin, man, a.k.a. Mac J, he knows all that shit, too. I do that during the show when I'm trying to quote an episode, man. I got to ask him because he remembers that shit.
Yeah. Yo, Mac's good as hell at remembering, like, the episode. Like, so they're like, oh, yeah, that was episode 317. I don't know the episodes like that. Like, if you ask me right now, like, what episode is, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to the episode number. I just recognize when it's, like, a milestone or an even number, you know what I mean? But he's always like, yeah, man, that was last February, man. That was episode 289. Like, you know, I mean, he's good at that shit.
Yeah, I definitely don't have that mind capacity. You know what I'm saying? It went from a skunk to dro to extremely loud over the last 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. I don't know what the fuck these guys are smoking nowadays, but it'll fuck with your memory banks a little bit. That being said, let's get the fuck out of here. This is that Deep Cover Cypher, man. UGS for life.
Yeah, it's www.ugsforlife.com, you motherfucking bitches.
I know everything. Boy, he's a snitch. The cripple, he's a scumbag. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm not a tank, working vitally, I'll beat you. I'm all with the next to a slaughterhouse feature. My mind is all fucked, I am off from the mat. I see them hoes where the smoke's in the trap.
I know I tip for the cross hardest for God hit. I know the list of armaments and octopus you following.
spitfire, I'm regarded as an arsonist. The illest rapper alive, back up a package of five to get your black jacket to mask, cause the package is live. Now you're wondering, fuck it, just wondering, funny then die. Like what's the funny, you're starting loving it, rubbing your eyes. Motherfuckers, just run with it, pop up, up and I fumble it. Put my lyrics undercover, grab my nuts and just mumble a bit. Then I might slow up, cause fuckers, fuckers for punishment. Up the dumbest shit, but forget about the one that's in front of my fucking publishing. Puzzling, how do I register murder on a record? I better get the defense I deserve. I put up consecutive sentences like I offended the bench and just let them tag me for embezzlement in the death of
the rap song, sending pussies back home with wax songs that act gone. Play them like I'm popcorn. They feel like they did when they got stood up at their last song. So then my max is hip, I penetrate you like a glass bomb. Military mind shine, fine above the average grind. If I'm moving savage, Tommy, faggot, cabbage will be mine. You climb a contract fast and I can break it back. Bashing a few snake and fact, these bastards come with snakes and patterns. That's what I got to ask. Wax heads to back, relax. I don't need platinum flash, but I'ma get it to make the game collapse. And this ain't fiction, it's all fact. But we don't pay attention, they more rap. But I'ma take the ball back. Y'all niggas acting like some groupies and mall rats. Get off the ball sack, what the fuck you call that? You decide like alcohol lax, not knowing what you want. Mad at me because you voted for Trump.
Man, y'all like Christopher Walken in the family thing. Me and mine coming to work, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
Mike Noble battle to the death, kill command. Die deep, cover this track. Yeah, you feel me, fam?
Woo.
I put it down a sentence, I begin it with a capital letter.
Ha.
You acting some characters better never, ever step to us on some bars, follow. Cause even James Belushi couldn't protect you, period, point.
I'm from a place where they give a legend.
Nah,
my mind is a finished weapon. These are my real confessions.
Yeah.
No respect for life here, and yet I'm still suppressing me because they feel my rapping like it's written in braille, no question.
Ooh.
But dark is a pain. A monster became
me.
A monster in name, but a marksman the same. Dimeberg, don't posture, I'm insane. So keep the girl wet enough that she can walk through some flames. So call me some names, tag me your post. Within a year, you'll go from sack in the throat, end up with a tag in your toe.
Nice.
With a water filled cramp in your throat. Talk that money shit now, motherfucker, wait, yeah, if you know.
Fam, like we dungeon, slurring words like I'm sipping on Tussin, bustin', caps like I'm rushing, go slow, I never be rushing, dustin', problems like I'm lundrin, race of excess cash, you know I be stunting, plumbing, earth I be touching, paid in advance, I never be frontin'.
I thought I'm like this.
I ain't really got nothing to hide.
Better close your blinds like a sniper in this bitch. Hop a lot around, spit fire out the barrel of the rifle. I don't miss. Meanwhile, while I pick up all these rack rappers, actors, I call them Cedric cause they entertaining. I mayhem with the flow, better have all states. Here's the hype, name rebel if it is two states. See your chick looking hungry, feed a toothache. Wanna silence his flow, boy, but you can't. LDP straight shooters, no mixed drink. Team harder than what the fuck you think?
Show you how to be a killer in tech toes. Smash Bros, flaming Cadillac goes. TKB, I rep the Super Smash Bros. And so, and Mass Super with an AH. Mass up, flag, rap, run an AK. Straight blade, dope in the cellophane. UGS the light, riding with them hills heavyweight.
So much murder, it be the man. Writer, producer, for sleepwalking,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the kill, plus I will feel. We keep you there and you know that I'm ill. My skills are bad, I run like that. And if you know this, then you know your shit, man. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the one who put a 710 on the shelf and had a conversation about a wicked nation. The secrets of the loser simply laying where we place them. We doper than a kilo, the opposite of heroes. I'm not a role model when I don't quote Pacino. I never follow trends or even keep up with the times. Shout out to Brandon Patrick to reach Lewis for some rhymes. Now it's about time for me to represent with my brother on the show. Fast life, forget that shit. Creep with me as we stroll through the hood. Look the gangsters and they up to no good. Better watch some colors when you in E-Town. Draped up in all black, gunshots off the sound. Three wheel motion, gaming corners in my city. Bowl, pancakes, by the side, hop from head to toe. Better pack a 38, cause most motherfuckers die. Never know, this might be your last ride. Laid out on the streets, news reporter on the scene. Another homicidal with a premeditated. Call the coroner to investigate the crime. When it's on the scene, but they won't drop dime. Cause they know what goes around comes around. Families at the funeral, crying with their heads down. Pound for pound, your body parts won't be found. Smoking on a greyhound by the sweet walking evil left.
Look at this. Presents authority, rigid moral code, no underlying system of value. But most importantly, it's a scumbag for the right side. I'm outraged on the repressed body.
Good day, Jeff. As I ride through the hood, it's the horse trade of mine. It's crystal up to no good. And you know, I'm really from the streets. And I don't sound like a guy, too. Trash ass mumbling motherfuckers. Beat past the mic and stay crazy. know y'all won't switch to me. So I'ma shoot more shots than the MVP. These niggas is in the way. Sent by the industry, you know they be friendly gay. But I'm underground, I let off 100 rounds and talk for 100 clowns. I'm not gonna reach around. Undercover brothers, skinny things, but fuckers. If anything, I fuck mothers, you wouldn't be fuck brothers. Strong sisters, they listen, scourging, swinging purse. I pop pistols, but they can curse. Now free with the earth.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
After work, they went home to their wife and their kids. And then one day on the street, they forgot where they were. You will never go home, so you won't forget.